This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We talked earlier about homeschooling. For many kids who attend public schools, school isn't just where they learn and make friends and play sports. It's also where they get a lot of their nutrition. Earlier in the pandemic, lots of school districts started offering free meals to all of their students, not just those from low-income families who qualified for subsidies. That was thanks to federal waivers that allowed those districts to get reimbursed. That program expired in September. But a handful of states, including California and Maine, have made their pandemic-era policies permanent. And now the USDA is looking to help more school districts cover the costs of universal free meals. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
The USDA's community eligibility provision helps out school districts where at least 40% of students benefit from SNAP. That puts universal free meals just out of reach for the Greeley Evans School District in northern Colorado.
34% of our students are living in households receiving SNAP benefits.
But Danielle Bach, the district's director of nutrition, says over 60% are eligible for free or reduced-priced meals. So her staff spend a lot of time processing individual applications for assistance.
We have to be able to identify if this particular student in this particular school in this particular line is eligible to receive that free meal.
The USDA's proposal to lower the threshold to 25% of students on SNAP would reduce that administrative burden.
It allows us to focus more on the quality of the meal.
Universal free meals kept a lot of kids from going hungry at the height of the pandemic, says education researcher Emily Gutierrez at the Urban Institute.
Particularly in a time where inflation is at an all-time high, it's something that a lot of students have gotten used to or families have gotten used to.
But even some eligible districts opt out of offering free meals because federal reimbursements for those meals are only partial. Crystal Fitzsimmons at the Food Research and Action Center says President Biden's proposed budget would help more schools take advantage.
It would dramatically increase the amount of funding that these high-need schools are receiving and make it much more financially viable.
For Danielle Bach in the Greeley Evans School District, one benefit of pandemic-era free meals stands out.
We identified an immediate relief from that shame and that stigma that is associated with being a quote-unquote free lunch kid.
Or from racking up lunch debt. If her district becomes eligible for the USDA's expanded free lunch program, Bach says that's another thing her staff won't have to deal with anymore. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.